Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, where we gain a higher realm perspective on our worldly events. Our podcast is brought to you by the higher realm supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and by Bridges Spiritual Centers, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to the higher realms is Philip Elton Collins. Both are co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi. And during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity. And we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. It is good to be here.
It's good to have you here. So much so that, Saint Germain, this morning I would like, with your permission, to talk about you so that our audience may get to know you better and better understand your role as an Ascended Master. So I thought I would start out by asking you, what does the term Ascended Master mean?
Ascended means evolving into a higher consciousness, allowing a higher state of being and doing. The mastership portion of it, it's about mastering yourself, your personal process within that. No true master teacher will identify themselves as a master. They will attempt to recreate that mastership in others by teaching the tools necessary to achieve it. Prior to discussing any incarnations that I have had, it is equally important, beloved friends and students, that you know and realize each and every incarnation that you have had on this planet is of equal value. Nothing I have been, nothing of who I have been in my past lives is more important than who you have been. So while you examine the history of the world, the history of being human, and you look at some of the choices that I have made in my incarnational cycle through my ascension process, please understand it is simply a pathway. It is simply a way showing of you being and doing the same thing. Shall we proceed?
So we are going to follow the same path you did.
If you so choose.
If we so choose.
You are given an opportunity within this final 2,000-year cycle of the ascension of this particular planet, that all beings within and upon the body of this planet to choose that ascension as well. If you choose not to do it within your freedom of choice and will, you will be placed elsewhere and take the time you need to ascend. But yes, your destiny is to ascend. When, where, and how you achieve it is up to you.
And you've told us that that's the path of learning, what ascended masters have learned to do is to manage energy.
Exactly.
And we essentially do that through, can you make a simple statement about what managing energy means?
Allowing you to support the common good of everything. And within that ability to support the common good of everything, to have specific responsibilities, as we do within the Ascended Mastership realms, a specific aspect of this particular planet in this case, and supporting that process, healing any impediment that is preventing that process. Does that help you?
It's really a process of learning to love, isn't it?
It's a structure that's a little more complicated than most of humanity can actually comprehend. We work with internal councils and the inner Earth civilizations. We work with planetary councils within the solar system. We work with councils within the galaxy. We work with universal councils. All of this coming together to garner necessary steps to guide and way show the divine path, in this case, of this particular planet.
You mentioned that you all have specific responsibilities. I would like to read two statements from our book, The Refounding of America's Glossary, that explains who you are. The first one is this. For over 70,000 years serving humanity, Saint Germain has been upholding the flame of freedom for this planet. For the next 2,000-year Earth cycle, he has assumed the guardianship of the Aquarian Age, moving into a world of equality, harmony, and balance. And the second one says, Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain is the emissary from the Great White Brotherhood, bringing divine protection to this planet, especially into America, leading the world into a new paradigm of unity consciousness.
And working in concert with the other Ascended Masters and the other councils, which I've just described.
The Great White Brotherhood, would you just tell us what or who that is?
It is the cosmic Christ, meaning soul, consciousness endeavor that has had many expressions throughout human history. But the foundation of the awakening of that cosmic Christ, that cosmic soul consciousness within the individual, within humanity, has never lost its path. Whether it's been expressed to the seeking of the Holy Grail, whether it's been expressed with the building of the pyramids and the communication that those pyramids allowed interplanetarily and intergalactically, that this frequency, that this soul consciousness that you call Christ, not to be confused with organized religion, but is an expression, one expression of it, is the foundation of who you are, is the foundation of why you are here. Does that help you?
Yes. You've said that you have assumed the guardianship of humanity for the Aquarian Age, and of course that's similar to the responsibility that of the role that Jesus played in the last 2,000-year age of Pisces, which ended in 2012. Now, all of us, virtually, who have followed any religion, saw Jesus as a hallowed God that we would genuflect to. I have to make the observation that from the very beginning, when we began communicating, and I mentioned this in our book, The Refounding of America, your extraordinary humility and desire to bond with us, you have never held yourself up as some God on a mountaintop that we had to worship. And I quote one thing that you said to us in one of the first conversations I had with you. You said, can you feel your beloved Saint Germain reaching out to you to hold your hand, to caress your heart? In order to duplicate myself, it kind of moves me because I've never experienced that kind of connection with the higher realm.
Read that again, beloved student. This is key. This is vital. This is essential.
Can you feel your beloved Saint Germain reaching out to you to hold your hand, to caress your heart in order to duplicate myself?
Can you?
Yeah, I can.
Can you see yourself, beloved students, being good enough and worthy enough for us to join hands and hearts? That's what it's always been about. And to heal any aspect of yourself that prevents that. It's what the whole mission of being human has been about from the very beginning. When the one you call Christ receives the cosmic Christ consciousness at his baptism with the beloved John, I was the way shower of that frequency, of that energy coming into his soul. His human soul, not his eternal spiritual soul. And you're beginning to see the interaction of your religions, of metaphysics, of the higher realms, and most importantly, beloved students, your own participation within it. Does that help you?
Of course. I would think that nearly everyone listening to this would want to develop a personal relationship with a higher realm entity like yourself. So what would you tell us?
The most important aspect of that is not your relationship with me. The most important aspect of that is to develop and to connect with your own divinity, your own higher self. It is there, beloved students and friends, there our hands and hearts will fully join.
Well, is there any simple way to answer the obvious question that many of us would be asking? How do I do that? How do I accomplish that?
You have thousands and thousands and thousands of tools and reiterations and repeats of how to do that. The book that we have recently done together is another endeavor. Are you ready to receive it?
Well, my response to what you would say would be to speak to anyone listening to this and say, by all means, get the Refounding of America, because it is the most wonderful compilation of tools to teach us how to do exactly that, to connect with our higher self.
If you resonate with it, and if you discern with it, through your free choice and free will, ask and you shall receive through your resonance and discernment. Those who are ready will receive it. Those who are not will receive it at another time, but they will not be left out.
That's a powerful message. That's an old message. Ask and you will receive.
Some of the old messages need to be repeated within the new.
Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom.
You're welcome.